The Tears She Brought From Russia. The tears she brought from Russia were the ones she wouldn't shed. She hid them deep beneath her love for him, with the words she never said. He gave her moments and showed her worlds within the brief time that they shared. The gratitude she left him was as if she never cared. He was a poet of a novice sort when she came into his life. It was the fall season of an age ago, of one crisp, cool autumn night. He went for tea in a small cafe where seldom he had dined. When she approached to greet her solo guest, she came much to his surprise. He raised his head from his menu when he saw what he would soon know to be the greatest passion next to love itself, the most beautiful girl he would see. She was the waitress there at Komla's, this quaint, quiet cafe. She introduced herself to take his order. Anastasia was her name. Taken aback, astounded and awestruck he was to witness this fair vision. She knew in an instant to be reserved by his undivided attention. Nervously she served her eccentric guest for the remainder of the time. He spent that evening at Komla's sipping Earl Grey, yet with no appetite to dine. An intolerable hunger he soon seemed to develop after witnessing her lovely face. He had sketched her image from a vivid memory and thought of her intensely from night to day. Then, from time to time, he would visit Komla's, the small, simple, quaint cafe. He would go mainly to see if he would find her working in the late night till the AMs of the early day. She had come to expect her eccentric guest to arrive without a clue. She kept her interest in him to herself. She felt it best to do, for she had a companion of her own. She expressed this to him quite clearly to make it known. One evening she confessed. She abruptly yielded his proposition, yet he remained intrigued nonetheless. Over a span of days and after his frequent visits, she had grown more fascinated with his charm and more attracted to him as he subtly persisted. A second calling card he gave to her. This one was the one which she would use. He was quite surprised when she called upon him one evening, and quite naturally, she was too. The conversation was in depth between them, and most comfortable from the start. So many topics they touched upon: poetry, travel, all types of music, and even art. He was amused as she was flattered when he paid her compliments. Their conversation had extended nearly an hour. They were so engrossed with each and every word said, as well as every moment spent. Finally, they said goodnight after their first phone conversation. In closing, when he asked if he could see her soon, she needed not even the simplest persuasion. Freely and willingly she agreed to meet him for a friendly cup of tea. When they met, she discovered then that she wanted no other place to be. Yet after a while, he suggested on a whim a different atmosphere. The lighting there was stark and much too bright for him. His suggestion was sincere and free of foul intention. A chivalrous nature he possessed. He was the perfect gentleman. Someplace else besides Komla's, she said. Of course, he said while nodding his head. He then stood to pay the bill at this overlit cafe. Exiting, he then held the door for her and led the way. It's only a few minutes from here. I'm sure you will like it there. She smiled as he spoke, then followed casually. Soon after, they arrived in a drive. Before them, A huge, dark door opened gradually. Within the opening of the door, a small, slight figure stood. As they approached, the figure spoke. "Allow me to introduce myself, and take your coat if you would. I am Arthur, his lordship's assistant." "His lordship?" she questioned. "You didn't mention..." "I know, my dear lady, he never does," said Arthur. "This title often draws unnecessary attention. Forgive me for not doing so, Anastasia." This is what her new gentleman friend said, while humbly dropping his head. He then gestured slightly to Arthur, and Arthur nodded, knowing exactly what he meant and what he had asked him to do. This goes without saying, but there was an uncanny silent communication between the two. The room was dark at first, then quickly illuminated by candles softly scented by herbs. She smiled with excitement and gasped in happy contentment. She was welcomed by a wonderful atmosphere of fruit, chocolates, wine, and music, and everything else that was presented.